today on The Family Architect, Parenting by Design Rather Than by Default, we're diving into the neuroscience of parent rage, or as I like to call it, the day nice parents turn into dragons without warning. I'm Philippa Scott. If you've ever gone from rationally explaining why we don't lick windows to suddenly challenging a force that would make Darth Vader step back, you're in the right place. And spoiler alert, your nervous system isn't broken. It's just got more baggage than an international airport. Let's get scientific. Dr. Stephen Porges, and I'm sorry if I said that wrong, absolute legend in the nervous system world, explains this through something called the polyvagal theory. Fancy name, simple concept. Your nervous system is constantly playing spot the danger, like an overenthusiastic security guard at a kid's party. Regular parent anger? Well, that's like watching the kettle boil. You know, it's coming. Your jaw clenches, your shoulders tense, and you start fantasizing about a deserted island with no Bluey repeats. Your thinking brain stays online enough to remember that hiding in the pantry with chocolate is an option. But rage? That's your nervous system hitting the emergency eject button faster than your kid can say, "But I'm not tired." One second you're fine. The next you're wondering if you've been secretly possessed by something from a horror movie. Here's the science. Your nervous system is like a bucket that's been collecting experiences since before your birth. And not just your experiences. Thanks to something called epigenetics, which is just science speak for your family's emotional baggage getting passed down like a really unwanted inheritance, your bucket started filling before you even existed. By age 7, your brain has formed what scientists call core unconscious beliefs. Think of them like your brain's default settings. But instead of being set up by a tech expert, they were programmed by a tiny human who still believed in the tooth fairy. These core beliefs aren't just sitting there like an old photo in your Facebook memories. They're actually running the show from your brain's control room. And when something triggers them, they don't politely tap you on the shoulder and hit the emergency button. Like a toddler who's just discovered the elevator panel. Let's get nerdy for a minute. Yes, I know. When rage hits, your brain goes through what I call the forgot how to human cascade. Your amygdala, think of it as your brain's security guard who never got anger management training, spots what it thinks is a threat. Your prefrontal cortex, the sensible part that knows that throwing things isn't a solution, goes on smoko faster than a tradie at 9 a.m. Your body dumps stress hormones like your kids dump their dinner on a busy weeknight. And here's the kicker. All of this happens faster than you can say, "I'm a calm and conscious parent." Because this isn't about the present moment. That "what's for dinner?" question. It's just the pebble that starts the avalanche your nervous system has been prepping for since before you knew what dinner was. Think of it like this. Your bucket's been collecting every "not now, mummy's busy," every time you had to be the big girl and not cry, every moment you felt unsafe or unheard, even from when you were too young to remember. It's like having every tab open in your browser. Sure, it looks fine on the surface, but one more click and the whole system crashes. But here's where it gets good. And I mean better than finding money in your winter jacket pocket. You can actually do something about this. Enter TRTP therapy. Think of it as like dumping the bucket instead of waiting for it to overflow in the middle of Woolies because somebody asked you if you considered organic carrots. Let me paint you a picture. Last week, one of my clients, let's call her Sarah, came in looking like she'd been reading too many gentle parenting Instagram posts. You know the look. equal parts guilt, and if one more person tells me to breathe, I might scream. Sarah had had that moment we all dread. There she was, making dinner, while helping with homework, when her partner walked in and innocently asked, "What's for dinner?" Next thing she knew, she was having what we call, and she called, a full mama meltdown over a spaghetti bolognese that wasn't even cooked yet. "I felt like I was possessed," she told me. "One minute I was dicing onions, the next I'm wondering who replaced me with a fire-breathing dragon." Here's the thing though, TRTP isn't about turning you into some Zen master who never loses it. Let's be real. Kids are still going to kid, parents are still going to partners are still going to partner, and someone is still going to ask about dinner at exactly the wrong moment. It's about getting rid of the old stuff in the bucket and then installing that tap so you can drain the pressure before your bucket overflows. Think of it like this. You know how you got that plumber to fix the blocked drain that was making your kitchen smell like something died in there? TRTP is like that, but for your whole nervous system. We're not just plunging the immediate blockage, we're installing a whole new drainage system. Here's what happened with Sarah after we installed her emotional tap. Last week, her kid dropped a full bucket of milk all over the kitchen floor. You know that moment when the milk's spreading faster than gossip at school pickup? Pre-tap, Sarah would have gone from zero to nuclear. But post-tap, she actually laughed. Not because it was funny, it wasn't. It was the last milk and the shops were closed. But because her bucket wasn't already full to the brim with generations of keep it together and good girls don't get angry. And here's where the science gets really cool. TRTP doesn't just empty your bucket. It helps your nervous system learn that not everything is a five alarm fire. That spilled milk, it's actually just spilled milk. Not your mother's criticism from 1992 combined with your year three teacher's disappointment and that time that you felt like a terrible parent at the playground. One of my favorite dad clients, we'll call him Pete, put it perfectly. "It's like I've gone from having an over-eager security guard that triggers a full lockdown when somebody drops a spoon to having one that actually knows the difference between a burglar and a cat." Here's the truth. It's not about becoming some mythical, always calm parent who responds to crayon on the walls with interpretive dance. It's about freedom. Freedom from having your great-grandmother's trauma decide how you react to your kid's meltdown in Coles. Freedom from going from zero to volcano because somebody breathed too loudly near your coffee. Last week, another client, and we'll call her Emma, sent me a message that sums it up perfectly. She wrote, "You know what's wild? My three-year-old just had an epic tantrum about his sandwich being cut in triangles instead of squares. And I didn't even feel my chest tighten. Like, I actually helped him through it because instead of just joining him on the floor with my own meltdown, I could be present." That's what having an empty bucket with a tap looks like. It's not that life stops being life. Your kids will still act like they were raised by caffeinated raccoons sometimes, and partners will still ask about dinner at exactly the wrong moment. But you'll have a way to release the pressure before your bucket overflows. And the best part, once you've got that tap installed, you start noticing the early signs. You know before you reach the point of considering whether everyone would notice if you moved to Tasmania and called yourself Gertrude. Because here's what nobody's telling you about parent rage. It's not about being a bad parent. It's about having a nervous system that's been collecting other people's stuff since before you had teeth. And just like you wouldn't expect your kitchen sink to work properly with 200 years of gunk in the pipelines, you can't expect your nervous system to function well with generations of unprocessed stress hanging about. So here's what I want you to take away from today. Your rage isn't you being a terrible parent. It's your bucket saying, righto, we're pretty full down here. And just like you'd call a plumber for your kitchen, it's okay to get help installing that emotional tap. We're not aiming for perfection here. We're aiming for a nervous system that knows the difference between actual emergency and your kid announcing they hate dinner before they even tried it. This is the family architect, where we're parenting by design rather than by default. Until next time, keep those buckets draining and remember you are not broken, you're just full. Right, if this episode hit harder than a toddler with a lightsaber, here's what you need to do next. First up, head to our website at fantasticfuture.com.au, where you'll find our free guide, Understanding Your Bucket, your parent's guide to rage versus anger. Secondly, if you're thinking, yeah, I need that bucket empty and the tap installed like yesterday, book a free strategy call, because it isn't about managing symptoms. It's about redesigning your emotional architecture from the ground up. And if you're sitting there thinking, but what about right now? We've got it covered. Jump onto the Family Architect Studio membership for community support and bi-monthly coaching, or the Not Your Mother's Playbook parenting course for your week-by-week guide to learning the skills for breaking generational cycles. Finally, if this episode spoke to you, share it with another parent who might be feeling like they're the only ones losing their plot. Because we're in this together. And sometimes, just knowing you're not alone is the first step to change. Next week on The Family Architect, we're talking about why your children's behavior aren't actually about their behavior at all. Spoiler alert, it's another bucket situation. Until then, remember, you're not a bad parent. You've just got a full bucket. And there's a tap for that. This is Philippa Scott, the Family Architect, helping you design your parenting rather than doing it by default.